Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, our good listeners. How are you? Hope you're having a good day, this beautiful sunny day in San Diego, California. My name is Eamon, and I'm happy to be spending the next 30 minutes with you. Welcome if you're on the call live or if you're listening to the archived version. I hope life and living are treating you well and you continue with everything that you're doing, which is really serving you right. This week, we are practicing with the concept of doing and creating. And today, we're going to be looking at how we can create a personal plan in achieving what we are going to be, what we are looking for. You know, based on what I see out there and the many people that I talk to or I see others talking to, the majority of people are looking to improve one of very few areas. It's maybe health or wealth, maybe relationships, maybe money and financial situations. Think about what it is that you are looking and wanting to improve in your own life. And whatever comes to your mind, that's probably the area which is, I'm sorry, I should say, whatever comes to your mind first, that's probably your number one priority. So think about it for a second. Now, can you imagine how you will feel when you have what you're looking for, when you actually possess it and are experiencing it? Can you go there? Can you experience the feeling? If it's a relationship, since we're talking about the feeling, how will that feel? If it's money, how will the additional money feel to you as you are experiencing it? If it's health, what will you do differently? What is the feeling of that being, that way of experiencing your health, different than what it is now? And I'm delaying on purpose so you have a chance to actually go there. Now, as you're experiencing and as you are imagining that feeling, why does that feeling matter? Why is it important to be there, to have that? These are very easy questions, but they're not exactly easy answers for them. So basically, we looked at what we are looking for, how we will feel when we get it, and why that feeling matters. Now, what we're going to do today is we're going to try this, the what, how, and why, upside down, which is really, to be honest with you, the right side up approach. We are going to create and imagine our why it matters to have that feeling. Then we are going to allow and envision the how, on how we're going to get there. And as the last step, we're going to be looking at what it takes to go there, to get there. So basically, we are engaging in a process of abstract thinking, which is a very effective method in helping to create the discipline and the habit to get there. In the most basic sense, dreaming big is really pretty good advice when we wish to improve our lives, when we wish to improve our bodies, be it our physical body, emotional and thought body, or spiritual body. Creating intrinsic motivators, which simply means being motivated to do things internally, not through punishment or rewards, is a very essential process of setting goals that we really honor, remember, and stick with. Balance the idea to dream big with your day-to-day activities. This balance really does require accepting and being in peace with not having quick results, dramatic changes, but accepting and allowing it over time. Why is that? Simply because dramatic changes, a lot of times you are not used to. So if we experience them, chances are we snap back to the old way of being. So to just really summarize everything that we talked about and get into the meditation part of our practice, we are going to be creating big dreams, but executing small steps. The goals are the big picture items that we're going to want to have done by a certain date. That's a big dream. But the steps are the small, minuscule amounts of work that we do every day or day by day to get. Now, as usual, we are mostly about practicing rather than theory, and today I bombarded you with a lot of concepts. So let's get to the practice part, please. Make yourself comfortable wherever you are. You could be sitting, standing, laying down, whatever you wish. If possible, maybe loosen up your shoes, your belt, whatever it is that's tight on your body to bring you more comfort. Please let go of your phones and your computers and the emails. Take the next 25 minutes to yourself. The meditation will be guided, and I want you to have fun during this process. There is no right or wrong way of doing it. Since you are already here and listening, it's already right. So release yourself of any sort of resistance or prejudgment that you may have. Close your eyes, start breathing and noticing the air coming in, if you like, through your nose and breathing out through your mouth, very normally, relaxed, comfortably, breathing in, breathing out, and here we go. I will set the intention for our group practice, and I will invite you to add your own intention. Please repeat after me quietly in your mind. I'm a child of divine, breathing in, living on earth, breathing out, serving myself, the divine, and anybody and everybody that I make contact with during my day, breathing in. I set and synchronize my intention, breathing out, with the best of intentions, breathing in, with divine intention at the highest level, breathing out, and consciously, joyfully, calmly choose to flow within the river of good energies, healing energies, love, joy, peace, and compassion. At this time, if you would like to add your own intention, please go ahead. It's as easy as I set my intention to, and whatever you want to add after that, go ahead, please. Breathing in, in out. I trust in me. I trust in life. I trust in universe. I accept my destiny. Breathing in. And I filter every thought, every emotion, every fear, every resistance that I feel now or at any time during my day through the lens of divine love, joy, peace, and compassion. Breathing in. Breathing out. Together as a group, we lift up from our room. So imagine yourself floating up. It's perfectly okay to use your brain. It's a beautiful organ serving you all the time to use your imagination. Imagine moving up, floating up in the sky to a wonderful, perfect sight, state called Temple of Peace. Breathing in through your nose, breathing out through your mouth. Any sort of sensation or picture or vision or anything that comes to you, looking at the temple, it is accurate, it is good. Just go there. Again, get comfortable. You can sit in the temple, you can stand. You can walk around. It is your meditation. It is your creation. It is your personal plan. As you walk around, notice, pay attention to what feeling you may wish to have and why that feeling matters. Is it a feeling of love? Why do you want to have to experience love? Is it a feeling of joy? Why is it that you are looking for joy? Is it a feeling of being healthy within your physical body? Maybe releasing some weight? Maybe healing a disease? Why does that feeling matter? How will you feel when you have that health within your body? Is it a relationship you're after? Maybe improving one? Maybe creating a new one? Why does it matter to have that relationship? To improve it. breathing in through your nose. These are questions for your personal plan. Ask the question, but don't go looking for the answer. Let the answer come to your heart. Just open yourself up. Allow yourself to receive the answer when it comes. Breathing in through your nose. Breathing out through your mouth. Are you looking? Are you wishing? Are you in search of more wealth? Maybe better finances? Why is it important to have that money, that better job, that better wealth? Will it allow you to do different things? Imagine yourself doing those things and look at the feeling that comes when you're doing that. Breathing in. As you play with the feeling in your beautiful mind, your powerful mind, you can start repeating, I love that feeling, whatever it might be. Why do you want it? Allow the answer to come to you. You are in complete peace, in temple of peace, breathing in. Breathing out. I request assistance and guidance from Archangels Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Gabriel, Zadkiel, Jophiel. For all the participants in the live call or the archive versions, the listeners, thank you for coming. Thank you for helping. Thank you for guiding. Breathing in through the nose. Breathing out. We also request and receive protection for the East from Masters of the East. For the South, from Masters of the South. For the West, from Masters of the West. For the North, from Masters of the North. For above, from Masters of above. For below, from Masters of below. And for within, from Masters of Within. Breathing in. Breathing out. Now that we've talked about the why, now that we have felt why, now that we are looking at the how, as a next step, what do I need to do? What do I need to change do I need to let go of to get to my intention, to my intention and purpose of having more of that I desire? If it's more health, what are the steps that I need to experience to implement, to change? Do I need to lose weight? Do I need to eat better? Shall I plan for more sleep? Maybe drink more water? Breathing in through your nose. Shall I pay attention to my breathing? If it's a particular challenge, health concern, do I need to change some habits? Maybe reduce or eliminate smoking, drinking, eating, sugar, fast foods? If it's with respect to relationships, do I need to release and let go of some expectations? Do I need to create more expectations? Maybe in the form of boundaries? Breathing in through your nose. Trust your heart. Trust your being. Ask the question, but don't go looking for the answer with your mind. Just imagine, breathe, dream big on what you want. If I'm looking to have a better relationship with my coworkers, or maybe with people that are working for me, do I need to start by treating them better? Maybe I need to start treating them more neutral, breathing in. Just imagine that wonderful relationship, why you want it, how you're gonna feel when you have it, and then you will know what to do to get there. You are a beautiful child of divine living on earth, completely worthy of everything your heart desires, your mind wants to bring you. Breathing in. Breathing out. I have a feeling some of our listeners are smiling. Congratulations. I love to see those smiles on you. Keep wearing them. You wear them well. Breathing out. Thank you. as we are embarking, trying, experimenting, and experiencing different ways of being. Please do not force yourself or require yourself to get all the answers today. Just celebrate the fact that you are working on your wellness, on your health, on your wealth, on your relationships, on your spirituality. Breathing in, breathing out. Thank yourself for taking this short time. Thank your helpers, your assistants, your supporters and your protectors to have come to assist you slowly and gently and kindly and softly. Come on back to the Temple of Peace. Come on back to Earth, to your room, to your work, to your car, to the park, wherever you are listening from. Come on back within your beautiful, fantastic, always working, always serving physical body. Breathing in through your nose, breathing out, smile, feeling good about taking the time to help yourself, to love yourself, to guide yourself. Feel the energy, feel the joy, feel the peace. And whenever you're ready, open up your eyes and welcome back. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for taking the time to help yourself. Please do remember, these short meditations are simply test drives and to give you a motivation to practice, to develop consistency, persistency, bring in discipline, maybe learn new methods, ways, possibilities. My name is Eamon. If you would like one-on-one help and sessions, I am at your service. You can contact me through the means that you found me on Blog Talk Radio. If you prefer a classroom environment, we offer self-healing classes by telephone, as well as, I forgot to say, the one-on-one help is also by telephone as well. So everything is happening on the internet and by phone. Distances are of no concern. We can reach you. You can get one-on-one help. You can register for self-healing classes online. We offer them Sundays, 8 to 10 a.m. in the mornings. We are a non-profit educational institute. We will offer you scholarships for those in need. You can also reach us by email, wellness@healingpack.org. wellness@healingpack.org. Thank you for coming. Thank you for playing. And I wish you a fantastic day with much love, with much joy, with much peace, and a world of compassion for yourself first and everybody and everything around you. Take real good care. Bye-bye.